degree. That was like my thing that me and a lot of other people did there. And I would do that. I would do that for a while. And then eventually, like, I would talk to some boy, like some cute guy would come up with tattoos and dirty fingernails. Not at all like the sort of bright theater musical boy that I thought I would grow up to, you know, date when I was in Texas and as a little boy. And he would come up, and every time the same thing would happen, we would start talking, and I would be like vibing, and I'd start to get a little bit nervous. And then I would go and get a drink, and then another drink, and a little more liquid courage. And now I'd be really talking at this point to this guy. And then eventually, at some point, I would be like, I have to go to the bathroom. And then I would run around, I would go around the corner, and then I would run from the bar, like, intimacy! I would run home, absolutely, just terrified. I would buy a pint of Ben and Jerry's, I would put my headphones in, there's a club if you'd like to go, you could find someone that really, really loves you. I was terrified of intimacy. I was all talk and absolutely no walk. My whole 4 years of undergrad and college, it was nary a lay in sight. Grad school, I moved to Michigan in the woods with a bunch of artists where I like made pieces where I like made masks of my own face and then photographed people in the woods. Like, And during that 2 years, like, I really found my passion for art, but I got no closer to understanding who I was sexually. So when I moved to Williamsburg, it was kind of like 16-year-old me's dreams coming true, but I was just terrified. And I would run home with my pint of ice cream, and I would turn on my desktop computer to hang out with my real boyfriend, internet porn! If any of you had a relationship with porn before, porn is so great. Porn is always there for you. It's like he knows what you want at any given moment. Like, he's always dressed or undressed in just the way you want. And he'll stay this as long as it takes, as short or as long, no complaints. He actually needs nothing from you at all. And I had a very successful relationship with porn for years. And I would sit there with my Ben and Jerry's, pleasuring myself, and it was like a scene that was so sad John Cameron Mitchell cut it from Short Bus. Do you know what I mean? It was just sad. Like, just, like, no. Now, I was getting by doing this, and, you know, my roommates, I lived with three people at the time. I was the gay guy. There was a straight guy, a gay girl, and a straight girl, and we were so proud of ourselves. We're like, we've covered every corner of the gender sexual compass. Mind you, we were all as white as driven snow. Like, so much for diversity. But we were very proud of ourselves. We were very cool. And they would ask me about it, and I'd be like, well, I went to his place last night. And they were just like, okay. One night, I'm at Club Lux, and I'm standing there, and this boy comes up, and he starts talking to me. He's basically a skinhead. He's got Doc Martens rolled up jeans. Basically everything that I want. Like, he looks like a boy at a Joy Division concert in, like, 1981, and I'm like, yes. And we're talking, and we're hanging out, and I'm like, liquid courage, liquid courage, liquid courage. And I'm finally like, I have to go to the bathroom. And I go into the bathroom and I use it, and then when I go to leave, he's standing there. He's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm really tired, and I have to go home. And he's like, oh, well, I live where you live, so I'm gonna come with you. And I was like, okay. So we call like a livery cab, like a town car, and we're in the car and we're driving home. And in just a few minutes, we are basically sucking the life force from each other's faces. That we have an Indian cab driver who's so sweet, and I can see his eyes like looking at us, and he's playing like a lovely sort of like, like, and for all I know, it's like devotional music, and like we're two homos, like, I feel so bad, right? And I remember that it was so hot and heavy that the windows were fogged up. And I remember this because I was actively looking whenever we stopped at a place to just jump from the car. Like, no! Like, screaming, running. Intimacy! We finally are at a stoplight. And I stop. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I can't do this. And he's like, what? And I'm about to speak when the first thing I remember is the sound of it. It's like, it was like 1,000 pounds of metal like falling off a cliff. It was just this horrible crunching. And as I'm looking into this guy's eyes, his face sort of drifts with mine. Our heads bash into the partition behind the driver of the car. And I just hear alarms. I just hear alarms and glass. And we sort of sit up and we look at each other and we look behind us, and there are these two Polish guys in a sports car, and they rear-ended the car. And the cab driver says, are you okay? And we're like, yes. And then he runs out and they're screaming and fighting, and my heart is beating a million miles an hour. I feel suddenly sober, and I look and I'm like holding this guy's hand. And he goes to say something, and I just say, come home with me. And he's like, okay, where do you live? And I look out the window, which is no longer fogged up, and we're literally at my apartment. I'm like, here, I've been